Today's guest discusses how he and his wife grew their business to seven figures in retail, seven figures on HSN and QVC, and another seven figures through e-commerce retailers. He discusses the importance of quality and innovation in growing consumer product businesses.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClaire.
Today, I'm excited to be speaking with Ron Pritchett. He's the founder and, along with his wife, inventor of the Triple Light. We're going to talk about exactly what that product is. It's a really unique flashlight, really cool product. He's seen some great success in the past few years. We're going to talk about his little story and really get into it. Before we do, though, let's talk about the product itself. So, Ron, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Excited to have you on here. Can you tell us, describe for us, if you could, what is the Triple Light and how'd you come up with the idea? And for those watching in video, I think you've got some sample flashlights you could show us as you talk and just maybe describe them for those that might be listening.
Sure. What I did one night is I'm walking down the stairs in our backyard going to a fruit grove that we have. And as I'm going down the steps, I have a regular flashlight like this one I have in my hands. And so as I had it turned on, something to the left caught my eye. So I just turned the flashlight to the left to see what was there. But when I did that, the steps coming down in front of me became dark and I almost tripped. So I had to wave it back real fast. And I thought, why should a person have to wave a flashlight back and forth? Why can't they just turn on the flashlight and see not only straight ahead, but to the left or to the right? So thus the invention of the Triple Light 180-degree flashlight. So when I turn this on, it does a perfect 180 degrees. So now when you walk in somewhere, you never have to wave it. It sees at 180 degrees and goes this large one here, the TL600, will go out about 130, 40, 50 feet. So it lights up everything, not only straight ahead in front of you, but to the left and to the right of you. And this, we have actually three models. We have this one, which is the TL600, which puts out over 800 lumens. The other thing is, if you lose power in your room, you turn that on and that'll light up the whole room for 8 hours. So you never have to worry about losing power. It's like you have your electricity on, even though it's off. So that one is the TL600. This one here is the TL300. So if you're walking your dog, you don't, again, never have to wave or back and forth. Has a nice lanyard so it can go on your wrist and it's very, very hands-free. And then finally, we have this beautiful little keychain. And then this puts out 50 lumens. People will actually walk their dog with this little thing here, and it comes in five different colors. And so if you go back to the first flashlight that they ever invented, they've always shot that straight beam out. You've always had to wave it. And so I said, why can't I design a flashlight that when I point it, I can see everything? And that's how I actually came up with a flashlight.
It's such a great concept. And I, you know, like many of the best ideas, when you hear it or when you see it, you're like, why doesn't that exist? It seems obvious, right? So luckily you were the one to come up with this idea, and it didn't exist. It wasn't out there. You know, I think back to just a couple of weeks ago, I went camping up in the mountains here in Colorado with my family. And as often as the case, using a regular flashlight, you have this little habit, or I do, right? Where you just kind of scan back and forth with a regular flashlight. Like as right. You walk, it's almost like looking in every direction as opposed to your product, which now makes it so much easier. I wish I had it a couple of weeks ago, but now I can use it going forward. It's a, you know, a phenomenal idea, but it, you know, because it seems obvious, it seems so simple, which is, you know, the mark of a great idea, frankly, because right. You get it right away when you see it. Have you had any issues with knockoffs or people copying the idea since you launched?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because when I came up with the idea, I drew out a little design on a piece of paper and I sent it to my patent attorney, and he looked at it and he says, that's a very good idea, but it's probably been patented before. Well, we searched and we searched, and it had never been patented in the whole world. So for 2 years, I played my own devil's advocate, whereas I tried to get around the flashlight as much as I could. So right now on this flashlight, we have four utility patents, U.S. patents already issued, plus a design patent, and we have a fifth one on the way. So we have already had two large companies trying to knock us off, and our attorney sent them a cease and desist letter, and they stopped just like that.
Oh, fantastic. It's the important, back to the importance of protecting your idea to make sure you can stay safe. And when you do it right, as you said, even when it's big companies that are coming after you, many times you can stop them in their tracks, and it doesn't have to, it can be expensive to litigate, but I'm glad to hear for you that cease and desist letter was enough. So that's fantastic. Well, it certainly speaks to the strength of your patents.
Yeah. The thing about it is that, you know, when I found out that it had never been done in the whole world, we knew we had something. So we took our time, and like I said, we kept it hidden for a couple of years as we went through the process. And then once it was patent pending, then that's when we started working on the prototypes and building up models and getting things in place, packaging and all that stuff.
It's fantastic. And since you've launched and now been able to ward off these would-be competitors, what really has worked for you? What marketing channels have worked best for your business?
Well, the best channel so far has been TV. Our first show that we ever put on, and there's the packaging right there with the flashlight stuff in it, was HSN. And they bought 5,000 of the flashlights, and they sold them out in about 18 minutes. And after that, QVC bought HSN, and then they loved the flashlight. So they've been, now we've had both models on there for the last 3 years. They've done well over $1 million in sales for us, and they just reordered 36,000 of these large ones, which will be coming on this fall as well.
That's fantastic.
And then, yeah, and then our next one is we're in about 2,000 Ace Hardware stores. We're in almost all the big five sporting goods stores. We're still gearing out, you know, and trying to get into the big stores. We're on HomeDepot.com, Walmart.com, Zulily.com, TouchModern.com. So we've done very, very well on the online and things like that.
And I, one of the things, you know, in preparing for this interview, we got your emailing back and forth. I learned that you had some success on the grommet as well. And it's really interesting. You know, we've had a few of our guests on this show that have had great success on the grommet. For those who aren't familiar, it may be too late. That company is unfortunately shutting down, but they've been around for many years and were really supportive of the inventor community, where you could, if you had a great product, they would take it on, buy a usually a large quantity of inventory, and then they use their own marketing lists to then sell it via their website, you know, essentially a catalog website. But the ability to work with inventors has been you know, a fantastic thing. But well, unfortunately, they don't exist anymore.
What's that? They were actually fantastic for us. They sold just under $1 million of flashlights for us. So it was very, very successful. It was always one of their top sellers. And yes, it's really regretful that they're, quote, going out of business. But we were a very, very good seller for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great, and it's very recent that they've stopped working. Who knows what the full cause is? It may just be competition with Amazon. What are your plans as a business as you think about, okay, now you've got this chunk of revenue, because a lot of our listeners will face this, right? At some point, it happens to every business, right? You've got one chunk, whether it's a retailer, whether it's a website, whether it's a customer that all of a sudden doesn't purchase or changes their direction or whatever it might be. What are your thoughts on strategy in terms of how to replace that big chunk of inventory or big chunk of revenues, really, for your business?
Well, we're being picked up on quite a bit by other companies as well. The one thing we are doing is that we are expanding our product line. We're actually coming out with a headlamp for hikers and campers and things like that that will fit on top of your head. And again, that would be the perfect 180-degree view there. And we're also coming out with a new aluminum model of this mid flashlight for security. But for example, when a state patrol, let's say, will pull someone over, they got that little keychain. Well, we're putting a button in the back, so they can push this button in the back and it'll be made out of aluminum, and it will put out over 1,200 lumens. So if someone does get pulled over by the state patrol just turns that on, lights up the whole interior. Stay. So, you know, for hiking, for boating, camping, that would be really good because it'll be waterproof and we'll put out, like I said, over 1,200 lumens.
It's a great answer, and I think I want to reiterate it for our audience, where when, you know, what I term as potentially what could be a challenge, right? Where if you're dependent on or have a significant retailer that goes away, one of the great ways to grow your business, or frankly, to prevent the issue in the first place, is line extensions, right? So you talked about product development, continuing right. to innovate, expand your technology into other directions. It opens you up to new marketing channels, new customers, and then repeat orders or additional orders from existing customers as well. So it's a great way really to hedge against potential loss of, because it's going to happen to anybody, whether it just might be a direction.
It happens to everyone, especially with this COVID, and companies are closing doors all the time. Yep. You always have to have new innovations and new ideas so that you can span your product line. And most companies, the big retailers, they don't want just a one SKU. They want several SKUs so that they can have, you know, their products expanded wider. This is one really nice item that we have for counters. This has the keychain, but with five different colors, and sits 25 on a counter in a retail store, for example. So they come by and they buy them and they pick out colors, and it's one of the best little stocking stuffers you'll ever see. So,
love it.
So we just came out with those as well.
Yeah, it's really necessary. Support those retailers with great displays, and it makes it much easier for them to put you in great locations inside the stores. And it continues to drive more and more success for sure. Let's talk a little bit about quality. Have you ever had any issues? Many times it happens in the development of a new product where there were quality concerns in maybe the very beginning that you had to overcome.
We did have that problem. When we first got it started, we were going like gangbusters, and we sent a sample to one of the major retailers about our flashlight, and it came out and the sample was defective. And what happened was that when the batteries get weak, the lights should dim out. But with the flashlight, when the batteries got weak, the flashlight started flickering and they couldn't turn it off. So we had to stop production, start all over again. So we found a brand new factory, had to redo all the molds. And for a year and a half or so, we were just gearing back up. We redesigned the packaging. So it's a beautiful package on the front and back. And then since then, we started that in fall of 2018. It's done really extremely good. So all the defects have been taken out of it. You know, that's the one thing about anything you're doing at your billing. Sometimes something happens and you don't know it until you have it in your hands.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big proponent of moving quickly when it comes to innovation, as you've done, right? Like the other products you're coming out with, but being slow, methodical, and careful when it comes to quality. It's a great example of realizing, okay, when we've got this issue, let's not ship as is, even though I'm sure it was a great expense for you to create, go to a new factory, yes. Get new molds, start over. But now that's created a business that is much more successful than it otherwise would be, right? You've got customers right. that are much happier, et cetera. So it can be worth that time.
Well, we just came out with a better quality flashlight, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't want to come out with what I call an inexpensive cheap flashlight, because, you know, those are a dime a dozen. So we wanted to come out with the best materials we could come out with. We wanted the highest lumens we could come out with. We have this flashlight, for example, runs on 3 AA batteries. So everything is just very simple, very easy to operate. It's coated with a nice, smooth, rubberized coating, so it's easy to touch with your hands. And to be honest with you, it's just a very simple idea, like you said, that no one ever done, but it just really, really works.
Phenomenal product. I want to encourage our audience, please visit Ron's website for his product at triplelight.com, and it's LITE. It's spelled out in the show notes as well. So if you're driving, go back and look up the show notes after the interview for sure. But check out the product on the website. See the great work that he's done. You can look on, I assume, QVC and many of these other retailers as well to see how his success has grown beyond single channel, right? But he's gone to so many different marketing channels and had success there. Ron, is there anything I didn't ask that you think would be helpful for our audience?
Well, one thing I was going to tell you is we actually market this as one of the safest flashlights that's ever been designed. you know, again, I go back to the point that you always have to wave a flashlight back and forth. So everybody that buys them, they put one in their car and they put one in their bed. And like these little keychains or this little mid here, they give them to their children when they go to school. So if they're walking back at a little night, you know, they're very, very well protected. Halloween, when they're walking at night, they can see everything. So it's just a great flashlight, but we do say it's probably the safest flashlight for our consumers that has ever been invented.
It's a great point. And I love that you ended with a benefit. Really, safety is the benefit, right? So the functionality, the way it's designed, those are the features, right? So for our audience's sake, this is the most important way to talk about your products, is how does it really benefit their audience or your audience that you're selling to? So then that's what a great one to certainly end with. Well, Ron, I really appreciate the time you've taken in this interview. Again, great product. I encourage our audience, please go check out triplelight.com. to learn more about Ron's product. And be sure to check out harvestgrowth.com to see other episodes we've recorded. And if you like this episode, you want to learn more about how you can profitably grow your consumer product business, please subscribe to our show and be sure to leave us a review. Thanks so much. And I appreciate the time, Ron.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.